Hello Taurus, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 9th and the whole week ahead. Mars is going to move into your 7th house and this could prove somewhat contentious but also very energizing. It's full of passion and desire and will add great sexuality to your personal relationships. Yes, even those relationships which aren't at all sexual will become extremely passionate, and it means if you work together, you can bring out the best in one another. Here's your Sunday stars. Your ruling planet Venus is squared by Neptune, which is very delusional. In other words, fantasies can take over, but not necessarily for the good. The negativity of this aspect is believing things that don't exist, believing feelings that you really don't have, or trusting that someone feels something for you when they actually don't. It's very much a time to get real, especially over love and also money. And here's your Monday stars. On Saturday, Mars entered your 7th house of relationships. So that means that over the next 2 years, it's a new period for you to understand someone either new in your life or someone who is already in your world so that you reach a greater and deeper understanding. It's sexual, it's filled with passion, and many desires will rise to the surface now, which means that you're going to feel something for someone you never felt before. And here's your Tuesday stars. Harking back to Mars moving into your 7th house on Saturday, somebody is going to start to have feelings for you that maybe you never even realized they had. Actually, maybe they didn't know they had them either. But Mars is the planet of sex, sexual desire, filled with passion. In fact, your heart could be on fire with love for someone, or they for you. But remember this, Mars bring lust rather than love. Here's your Wednesday stars. Lots going on now in your 8th house. Well worth reading in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because the 8th house is a somewhat difficult house to understand. Deals with matters that are intimate and private. So over the next few weeks, you should look into financial concerns, especially where they are linked to somebody else, where there is a mutual dependency or one of you depends more on the other financially. But with Sun conjunct Mercury, it's worth figuring out financial concerns. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, the moon is now in Scorpio, and of course with Mars there, and Jupiter there. There's a lot going on in your relationship's house now. Decisions can be made and should be made. Don't be at all surprised if someone makes you an offer, which, well, yes, you can refuse if you want to. But there's a lot of activity now when it comes to you and someone else and your one-to-one affairs. Here's your Friday stars. Mercury conjuncts Venus, Venus being your ruling planet, and again in your 8th house. As I said earlier in the week, there's a lot going on in this 8th house. It's an intimate, private part of your chart. So all matters, Venus is love and Mercury is thinking about things where you need to consolidate a relationship over money matters or even your love life. But it's an interesting time because there's a lot of things that aren't said which need to be gotten off your chest, but perhaps not just now.